in the book of Psalms, in Psalm 56, David, who wrote a good bit of our Psalms, asked God to put his tears in a bottle. And so I have this little bottle. I call it my tear bottle. It's not real tears. It's just water, I promise. But it reminds me of all the times that I've cried. And I don't know if I don't know if God keeps our tears in a bottle. But I do know that God sees our tears. I know God hears our cries. Do you ever cry? I definitely cry. And it got me thinking about those times that I've cried. And since we can't have a normal conversation like we normally do on our front pew, I thought maybe I could ask a few questions. And if they've happened to you, you could raise your hand. Okay, so let's give it a go. Have you ever fallen down and hurt yourself, and it hurt so bad that you cried? Yeah. I did that a few days before Thanksgiving and have a great scar to show for it. Have you ever been so sad that you cried? Yeah, me too. When we lose our pets and loved ones. Have you ever been so mad that you cried? That happens for some of us too. Have you ever had someone hurt your feelings and then you cried? Yeah. Have you ever cried because someone else was crying? I know a lot of our adults out there might relate to that one. For sure, when you see your little ones crying, sometimes it just breaks your own heart. But we all cry, don't we? And did you know that Jesus cried too? In our scripture today, there's the shortest verse in all of the Bible, so we're going to memorize it right now. Can you help me? It's two words. First word, Jesus, and the second word, wept. Now, if you don't know what the word wept meant, it's a fancy word for cried. So, Jesus wept. Can you say it with me? Jesus wept. Jesus wept. And so, we're reminded that Jesus cries, and we're told that Jesus cries for several different reasons. In Hebrews, we're told that Jesus cried when he prayed for others, that he was pleading with God, that he had a loud cry and tears in Hebrews 5:7. And then in Luke 19:41-42, we're told that Jesus cried when he saw people were missing out on what God wanted for their life. And then in today's scripture, in John chapter 11, Jesus cries when his friends are hurting, and when he's hurting too, when he's sad. And so in that story, Jesus' friend Lazarus is sick, and Lazarus' sisters, Mary and Martha, they send a message to Jesus so he can come and heal Lazarus. But when when Jesus arrived, Lazarus was already dead. And so his sisters, Mary and Martha, they were crying. And you know what? Jesus cried too. But that isn't all that Jesus did that day. Because Jesus then says, "Where is my friend Lazarus?" And so they took him to the grave. And Jesus said, "Roll the stone away from the cave where he's buried." And he said, "Lazarus, come out!" And you know what? Lazarus did. He walked out of the grave. He was alive. And you know, Mary and Martha's tears that they had, they turned from tears of sadness to tears of joy. And we remember that Jesus has power over the darkness and over death, that when we cry, Jesus cries too. So can you put your hands together with me and let's say a prayer? Repeat after me. Dear God, when we cry, we know you cry with us. We hope for a time when there will be no more tears. Amen.